Ours to Protect on iRadio.
This week on Ours to Protect, we are talking all things fashion. What are we wearing? Because we are living in a material world. And there are plenty of materials out there, but which ones are good and which ones are bad for the environment? I'm joined by award-winning sustainable designer Shefer Cathearty from Jump the Hedges, where we'll chat about how we can cut down the amount of clothing we waste. But first, here's Shefer to tell us about Jump the Hedges.
So Jump the Hedges is a sustainable design studio based in Belfast. The main focus of my work is creating what I call valuable items from rubbish or waste materials. So mainly I make bags from reclaimed materials such as truck tarpaulin, so like the curtain sides of lorries, seatbelt parts and waste leather cutoffs. Alongside that, I also work within the community and I lead workshops on sustainability and environmentalism. So it's all around sustainability and making people appreciate the natural environment and seeing the benefit in recycling and reusing.
I have to say I'm gutted that the latest drop is it all sold out? Is there anything left?
What's happened now is that I now do more like seasonal drops. So probably four times a year. So the shop really only opens four times a year. And then people can go online and buy at that point. And I have a newsletter and I use the newsletter as the main way to kind of communicate with people because, I don't know, there's so much on social media at the moment. I find that through a newsletter, I can give links to things that I'm finding interesting, talk about what things I'm reading, what's going on, like talk about more in-depth things.
Over the years, we've seen fashion trends evolve, but how has the material we wear evolved too? Shefer tells us more.
The really interesting thing is that as time has gone on, materials have really evolved in like a really exciting way, but also a really scary way. So anybody that's listening right now can just look at the material label on the clothes that they're wearing. So material labels are almost always on the inside left seam. And in there, you'll see the makeup of whatever you've got on you. So like traditionally jeans would have been 100% cotton, but now because we all, well now it's a, looser fits are in at the moment, but generally the whole tight jean movement meant that manufacturers had to start putting elastane in jeans, and elastane is derived from plastic really. It's like it creates a stretch, and then like within t-shirts and stuff too, traditionally t-shirts would have been 100% cotton, but again to make fast manufacturing, fast processes, the different materials are used. So now you might get like a lot of polyester in your t-shirts, you might only get like a small amount of a good what I would call a better material, I suppose, within it. So maybe there might be like 20% cotton. And so by having a small percentage, you get a really nice feel. So whenever you feel it in the store or the shop, it feels like it's a cotton. But when you go home and you wash it and you check the label, you realize, oh, this is actually only a small percentage. So that's kind of how people are, or manufacturers are getting away with selling items that aren't made up of nice materials, really.
If you want to make changes, Shefer Cathearty from Jump the Hedges explains how we can be savvy shoppers.
There's so much greenwashing, and whenever you go into any shop at all, they're able to say whatever they want because there's no rules around how you advertise your product. So even if there's maybe a very small percentage of organic cotton or something sustainable within a garment, they can advertise it as being much better than it actually is. So unfortunately, currently, the onus is on the consumer to go in and sort of figure things out. In years to come, that will definitely change. But right now, we all kind of have to be savvy shoppers. And the reason why it's important to be a savvy shopper is because, you know, you want to get bang for your buck. You want to actually have clothing that lasts and doesn't fall apart within a couple of washes. So I suppose three tips would be, the first one would be to read the labels on your clothes. The clothing label showing the makeup is, as I said, almost always on the inner left seam, like not worn. And there you can check what it's made of and also where it's made, which is always quite interesting too. The other thing I would suggest is avoid tumble drying your clothes. This is a massive one. Some people love tumble drying their clothes and it's really, really bad for your clothes. It's terrible for the environment. But it's very bad for your clothes. It basically, if you have anything stretchy, there's elastane within that to create that stretch. And by tumble drying your clothes, you're burning that out. So that's why all your, if you tumble dry loads of leggings or sports clothes, they will eventually lose their stretch and fall apart. Like, you see that a lot with in underwear. They'll eventually start to just literally fall apart. And then the last tip I would have would be to find a really good local seamstress, of which there are in every town in Ireland, there are good seamstresses. And then you can get into the habit of getting things replaced, whether that be a zip, whether that be buttons, whether that be turning up a hem, letting out a seam. Maybe January, your clothes are feeling a bit tight, you can get all your seams let out and then take them back in again in the summer. You know, things like that are very easy for people to do. So once you're in the habit, then you just, you notice your clothes all lasting much longer.
If you're unsure how much waste we make up from our clothing, Shifra gives us some facts that may help you understand why we need to change the way we shop and even how we dry our clothes.
Every second, the equivalent of a rubbish truckload of clothing is burnt or buried in landfill, which is totally crazy if you think about the size of a truck, really. Every year, the fashion industry is responsible for more greenhouse gas emissions than all international flights and container ships combined. Again, this is crazy, but there's so much clothes in the world. Whenever you start to think about walking down your local high street, it sort of does start to make sense. And then lastly, less than 1% of clothes are recycled into new clothes. And that stat goes back to what we talked about earlier on about what's in your clothes. And because of all these mixed fibers, it's much harder to recycle them. So if your t-shirt has 30% cotton and 70% polyester, that's really difficult to recycle because there's a blend. But if it's 100% cotton, it is super easy to recycle.
There you have it. It's a fine day for drying out there, so no need to be using the tumble dryer and purchasing mixed blends. If you'd like to check out Shifra's designs, head over to jumpthehedges.com or check out her Instagram at jumpthehedges. Here you can also join the Jump the Hedges newsletter to find out when the next bag drop is.
Heirs to Protect, brought to you by iRadio, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with a television license fee. Check out heirs2protect.ie for more info. Say I don't